morning. We're back. It's 8:21. Got a nice morning going on. Mostly sunny, 56 degrees. Thursday, June 2nd, and it is time once again for what we do around here every Thursday, our morning zoo with Kathy Dickman and Tom Schmaltz from Jankaba Zoo. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
And I'm taking all the credit for the forecast for the weekend because, and I texted you this yesterday, looks like you're going to have a beautiful weekend for Blue Goose
Days. I know. It's going to be the best ever. Yeah, Last year it was so hot. Mm-hmm. Our snow leopard got heat stroke on Blue Goose Day.
That's right. I remember that.
So we were tied up with that, and he did well. He fared well. So
a lot of events going on around town.
Yes.
What's happening at the zoo? What's going on there?
Well, at the zoo, we have, lots of things, too, because we tie in with everything else. Amazing races tonight, and let me tell you.
That's always a good time.
If those teams out there listening, beware.
Be very scared.
And then Friday is the Texan Hold'em tournament. People have already signed up for that, but if you want more information, always go to the site. Get these informations. Relief for Life is tomorrow at the park.
Mm-hmm.
And they will have music until 10:30. Sign up for that at Hughes Shelter if you want to be part of Relay for Life. What a great cause.
Carol was in yesterday, and I got to tell you, she said, I can't say enough about our partnership with Jankaba Zoo. It's like, well, duh. Yeah, of course.
We had so much fun on our meeting.
Right.
it's just going to be a great time for that. But you have to sign up for that. But mm-hmm. in order to do that walk,
right?
Bike rodeo and games at the Harvest Outreach Church at 6 p.m. Saturday.
Here we go.
The parade is there's that 3-on-3 Whopper basketball tournament. Mm-hmm. So check that out at the park. Parade starting at 10 o'clock at the Farm City. And going all the way to Family Dollar. And of course, you can just keep going and then head down to the park where all the vendor show and food trucks and entertainment.
Oh, it's going
to
be a busy place.
This is all in celebration and in honor of our U.S. Fish and Wildlife Partnership. So talk about partnerships. This is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And the refuges will be there. The theme is inventions inspired by nature.
I love that. And you were going through a few of those.
Yes.
And it's amazing how many inventions come out of nature.
Oh, yeah. So the kids will get to take these boats and see how aerodynamics work with fish and birds. They'll get little airplanes to take home.
Oh, cool.
They'll get to use our version of robotic trunk, but to show the robotic trunk inspired by the elephant.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll get to pick something out of the pool of prizes.
Okay.
They're going to make little snowshoes they can take home to see how the snow leopard's foot. It's just so much. It's just so much.
Right.
We're going to have a drone demonstration because the maple seed on the tree is inspired the propeller for the newest drones.
Wow.
Yes. So, and then we have Evan Support Golf Global. That's been a tradition at Boydie Sioux. What a great cause that is.
Mm-hmm.
That starts at 7:30 p.m. Dick Bell Catfish Tournament.
Here we go.
Household name, 7 a.m. at Kidder Rec. And we have a gospel concert with guest speakers at the Harvest Outreach as well that evening at 7. Sunday, the CMA Bike Motorcycle Club is having special music and speakers again at the HOC. And then at 1 o'clock, Tell's birthday party. Now, it's at 1 o'clock, but we'd like people to show up early because what do the kids get to do, Tom?
The kids get to help decorate Tal's exhibit out there. Now, don't worry. We count all the kids coming out. We count all the kids going in.
And you're not putting
numbers
them right in with Tal. Yeah, right.
Numbers better be matching here. So the kids, they get a blast. And there's always a few adults that sneak in to help decorate, too. And that's okay. So they get to decorate for Tal's birthday party. And after everybody's out and around, we let Tal out, and he goes like a big airplane and trashes stuff. And then he watches everybody and goes, okay, I'm going to open this gift. Oh, they're leaving. I'll quit. They'll stay.
Serious. So,
he milks it like you can't believe.
Tal's learned to manipulate.
Oh, he does. I was talking with him yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and telling him his birthday was coming.
Yeah.
He's just so excited. And, you know, people said, does he know it's his birthday? He knows it's the tensions about him. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
And he gets enrichment every day. So this isn't anything unusual, except it's really big. And his ice cake, I talked to the zookeepers yesterday. Their ice cake has been started.
Wow.
His tiered ice cake. And,
okay.
Of course, he will have that throughout the day because it's made of ice, juices, and fruits. So, and it's huge.
All the stuff he loves. Well, his birthday boy.
And we love him. Mm-hmm. So, and it's also our platform to talk about the rainforest and what's happening there. Always got to get our conservation message in every single day.
Huge part of your mission down there.
Exactly.
So typically, what do they decorate in his habitat? What do they do for decoration?
There's a ton of streamers that are going out. So everybody comes in, they get a roll of streamer, and they get to toss it and spread it however they want. His presents are moved throughout.
I love this.
We do ask that the public not bring wrapped gifts for Tal. We mm-hmm. have to monitor everything that he gets.
Of course.
We will have them there. He'll have enough presents. people did call in yesterday and say, can we donate to the zoo in honor of Tal's birthday? Of course you may, and then mm-hmm. we can get whatever you
want. That's
your
a nice gift
are.
For yes, him, yeah.
Buying enrichment for the animals is just a wonderful gift for the zoo, and a lot of people have come forward in these last few years doing that as surprises. Things show up at the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just so grateful for that. And, of course, the tigers, they're going to be really watching because there's going to be a lot of people there. They're going to be really excited about it. And we've got some beautiful photography by Bruce Fingerson of the tigers playing in the water that we sent back to the zoo where they came from. And they are just in awe of these.
They have to love seeing that.
Yes.
Going, okay, we made the right decision here, definitely.
Oh, yeah. They're saying, oh, my gosh, they're having so much fun at Chiangabah. We all have fun at Chiangabah.
Always having fun down there. And speaking of which, too, and I'm kind of jumping ahead here, Zoo Run coming up.
The Zoo Run is coming up at the end of the month, mm-hmm. so check that out with the Prometheus Motorcycle Club. A little different this year. They're going to be camping locally.
Awesome.
So a lot of good things happening with that, and stay tuned.
Okay.
And it's not too late to get involved with the parade for this Saturday, and it's not too late. We've got some vendor spots open if somebody wants to come down and show their wares or share their information. We just call the zoo and talk to Brittany, and she'll get you signed up for the vendor show.
You love this, don't you?
I do love it. Every year in and year out.
Yeah, Blue Goose Days and all the stuff that goes on at the zoo.
I do. Every day is like a Blue Goose Day for us.
That's
because
true.
It's very busy. But this is great. It's our turn to thank the refuges for their good work. Because we have that attendance the refuges don't have. It's our way to say, let us showcase you mm-hmm. and your good work with conservation and wildlife. Because you know what? They do so much.
And again, how many years have you been doing this? How many years have you been partnering
with
it?
We named this. We used to be Carousel Days. Then we partnered with Fish and Wildlife
right.
in 2003, which was the Refuge Centennial, the centennial anniversary of the first wildlife refuge by Teddy Roosevelt, Pelican Island in Florida.
Wow.
So, yeah, a long time.
You've been doing this a while.
I remember we broke ground with Governor Hoven on our waterfowl habitat. We all had the Blue Goose hard hats on, and Washington, D.C. came. This has been a big deal.
It was a big. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It still is.
Good things going on at Chiangabah Zoo. Blue Goose Days going on this weekend. The zoo's the place to be. Beautiful weather, too.
And four refuges will be here, including Tawakan, that put this together, along with Prairie Wetland Center's coming over from Fergus. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
Nice to have friends, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Tom and Kathy, great to have you in here, as it is every Thursday. And good luck with Blue Goose Days going on this weekend.
Thank you.
Come back next week. Give us an update. It's 8:30 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Congratulations to the class of 2022 from Jody and the staff at Breckenridge Drug. Remember to check out the graduation decor and gift ideas for the graduates at Breckenridge Drug. Remember, all graduation cards are $199 or less, including a large selection of money cards. Breckenridge Drug has a selection of half-price scrapbooking supplies, including albums and stickers, as well as picture boards. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 2. Congratulations, class of 2022, from Jody and the staff at Breckenridge Drug.
Got a partly cloudy sky and 57 degrees. It's Thursday, June 2nd. From the North Dakota Soybean Council News Desk, I'm Bill Dablo. It's 8:30. Good morning. Federal judge yesterday sentenced a Northern Iowa father and a son to prison for their participation in the U.S. Capitol riot on January 6th of 2021. Daryl Johnson, 51, and his son Daniel, 30, both of St. Ansgar, admitted to entering the building through a broken window and pushing through a police line once inside. Daryl Johnson will serve 30 days in jail, the time recommended by federal prosecutors. Daniel Johnson will